Joy.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hello once again, everybody. This is Chris Earle, and welcome to Time Travel with Chris Earle. Today, we are going to be doing the worst songs of all time. So says us all. There's a few of the worst songs in my opinion, a few of the worst songs in your opinion. There's some songs in here that I actually like a lot, but a lot of people just hate. So the next 2 hours, the worst songs of all time. Hang in there, everybody. If you don't like one, the next one you're going to like even less. So try to stick around until 7 o'clock. It's going to be a marathon here today. It is July 28th, 2021, summer of 21. Welcome to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here we go.
All right, let's start the show.
Gonna start off the show with the worst songs of all time with this little number from Charlene, who's obviously heavily medicated.
Hey lady, you lady, cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. You'll never do, but I wish someone had to talk to me like I wanna talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun, but I ran out of places and friends. Has lived a million lives. Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. A fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children. But I've
Some great advice for all the young women of 2021. That is Charlene with I've Never Been to Me. She's heavily on sedated on the Xanax. She cries for unborn children. She sleeps with kings. But she's never been to her. She did it all for everybody else. She's given away babies. She's traveling all over the world. She's been to Georgia, California, screwed a preacher, made love in the sun. That's Charlene. Anyway, the worst songs of all time. Here comes number two. And when I say number two, I mean number two. Mrs. Miller.
When you're alone and life's making you lonely, you can always go downtown. You've got worries and all the noise and the hurry seem to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be all right now.
We can forget our troubles, forget all our cares. So downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
There's Mrs. Miller with Downtown. She was a rich old bag who rented an orchestra and decided to make an album. And it became a hit. I respect her for that. Even though she's got that weird church voice and doesn't know how to whistle and those guys in the background just are miserable. But she recorded an album and she became a big celebrity and that's it. So she's number two today here on the worst songs of all time. Here's also another number two. This is Ricky James. With 17, you know it's about some young girl he wants to bang. So let's listen in.
Thank you.
1984, it was a big hit from the Reflections album. It was the greatest hits of Rick James. He put out three unreleased songs. That was one of them, 17, and it flew up the charts back in 1984. Back when a black man could say anything about a 17-year-old girl. So it was 84, so Rick was, let's say, 40, he was 36 years old, and he was talking about jailbait. And he's like, I'm into it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to write a song about it, and everyone's going to love it. That's what it was like back in 1984. This next one's sure to make your ears bleed. This is The Minions with a Beatles song here on Time Travel. Worst songs of all time today, so says us all. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m.
Nicola
try to get to bed tonight without thinking of the Minions. Well, this next one from John's wife. That's basically what it was. Or basically Yoko's husband. That's what he became. Big pussy. That's right, I said it. John Lennon was just Yoko Ono's bitch.
This is Paul McCartney. I just wanted to call up and say that was hilarious because John Lennon was Yoko's bitch, you know? Anyway, let me know when you want to drive my car. This is Paul.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The word is out about the town, so lift your glass. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight.
Christmas in July from that wimp Paul McCartney here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. A lot of people consider that one of the worst Christmas songs of all time, if not one of the worst songs of all time. I've never really minded it, but there it is for you, just to make your ears bleed a little more on this hot summer day in July. Merry Christmas, everybody. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. What piece of crap is next?
Okay, next we're going to have something unusual, rather. It comes from the Rod Stewart hit entitled, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Let's give a warm welcome for Brother Mark Savage.
Can I hear y'all now? Ah, can y'all feel it? Sugar, let me know if you really need me. Just scooch up, touch me. Come on, honey, feel me so. Heartbeat.
from home. Relax, baby. Now we're all alone. I hear your whisper. Come on.
From Brother Mark Savage and the album Trojans All the Way, WFMU's Beware of the Blog found that one, is a high school kid that was basically singing to his high school gym. And that's a pretty awesome song, I think, but many would consider that one of the worst songs of all time. Moving on, the next one is also awful.
I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Why don't we get drunk and screw? I just bought a water bed, it's filled up for me and you. They say you are a snuff queen. Honey, I don't think that's true.
Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett. Oh, Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett, everybody. Jimmy Buffett making adults get drunk and throw up all over themselves well into their 50s and 60s. Why don't we get drunk and screw here on the worst songs of all time on Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. I
car. Too sexy for my car. Too sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. Little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my cat. Poor pussy. Poor pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. And I'm song.
Right, said Fred with their really one hit single, because that's all we needed was one. Acting like a couple of gay bodybuilders on the dance floor, acting like models. Anyway, I thought that one was pretty awesome, but most people hate it. Right, said Fred with I'm Too Sexy. And I'm gonna just talk right into this next song, because it's the worst songs of all time. I'm not gonna make it any worse. 2-2 with Babyface. Babyface. Basically, it's Rick James' 17 done by U2, I think. Anyway, it's pretty creepy, and it's one of the worst songs, I think.
So fine, oh my, dressed up like a lovely day. Oh, Babyface, Babyface, slow down, child, let me untie your lace. Grace, how could we feel
For my money, one of the crappiest U2 songs of all time from one of the best albums, Zooropa. Babyface here on Time Travel. Now here is a little David Bowie talking about a Chinese girl that he wants to bang. What's up with all these rock stars banging young girls? I hated that since 1983 when it came out, China Girl, here on Time Travel, proving that not every genius is bereft of not putting out at least a few stinkers in his lifetime. That's some straight shit there from David Bowie here on Time Travel.
Here I am again in this small smoky place with my brandy eyes. I'm talking to myself. You were the one, you were the one. Here I go again, looking for your face, and I realize that I should look for someone else. But you were the one, you were the one. I'm looking for comfort that I can take from someone else. But after all, I know there is no one that can save me from myself. You were the only dans un bar fumé avec mes sourires. Je me parle à moi-même. Où c'était toi? Où c'était toi? Me revoici, cherchant ton visage. Je réalise que je devrais en chercher un autre. Où c'était toi? You were the one. Je recherche l'affection qu'un autre pourrait me donner. Mais après tout, je sais qu'il n'y a personne, personne qui puisse me sauver. Toi t'es la seule.
Billy Joel talking in French and ruining our day here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here's Troglodyte.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, he'd begin to move, something like this. Dance, dance. When he got tired of dancing alone, he'd look in the mirror. He'd say, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman. He'd go down to the lake where all the girls would be swimming or washing clothes or something. He'd look around and just reach in and grab one. He'd say, come here, come here. He'd grab her by the hair. You can't do that today, fellas, because it might come off. You have a piece of hair in your hand, she'd be swimming away from you. This one woman just laid there wet and frightened. He said, move. Move. She got up. She was a big woman. Big. My name was Bertha. Bertha Butt. One of the Butt sisters. He didn't care. He looked up, he said, suck it to me, 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 suck it to me. She looked down on him. She started to crush him, but she began to like him. And she said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. He said, what? She said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. You know what he said? He started it all way back then. I ain't gonna lie to you. When she said, I'll suck it to you, daddy, he looked up and said, right on, right on. Hot pants. Yeah. Right on.
Proving we've come a long, long way, baby. Troglodyte here on Time Travel. Now here's Bruno Mars with the song I Hate.
A little when I hear your name, it all just sounds like ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should've gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done
when I was your man.
I hope he dies in a car crash. I hope you lose your hair. Both of you suck real big now. And you know what? I don't really care. But I'm gonna sing you this song because I have nowhere else to be. I used to be your man, but now you've run off with that douchebag. Whatever. Bruno Mars here on Time Travel, acting like a pussy and pretending he doesn't care. He really does. No man would ever do that. Most men will just want to, like, murder you or the new beau. That's what most men would do. And then some of us, you know, a lot smarter. They just want you to secretly die. Time Travel here with you until 7. Young to date here on Time Travel, from a female perspective, but still pretty disgusting. Now, from the Queen of Pigs, here is Madonna with Hanky Panky. It was a children's movie, but she decided to talk about S&M on the soundtrack and creep everybody the hell out. Listen to the worst songs of all time here on Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here with you until 7, or until you scream and turn off the radio.
Just
Because when I read Dick Tracy, I'm always thinking, boy, that guy just loves to get a plug in his and his mouth and, yeah, Dick Tracy here on that. Maybe it's the yellow coat, you know, wearing the yellow raincoat or something. I don't know what Madonna was thinking, but that was a hit, and it was Dick Tracy. Hanky panky. Let's do one of the worst songs from a galaxy far, far away. Here's Princess Leia.
We sang